Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
Victor Kilo 4, Yankee Zulu, Charlie Strong. It is with great sadness that the Redcliffe and District Radio Club Committee advises of the passing of Charlie Strong, VK4YZ. Charlie passed away peacefully in the early hours of last Sunday, January 2, after a brief but rapid decline in his battle with cancer. VK4YZ was a lifetime member of the Redcliffe Club and, until recently, vice president. An all-round great bloke, he'll be sadly missed, but has left all with an enduring legacy of his time amongst us. Our sincere condolences to all of Charlie's family, friends, and his religious community at the Abbey. Monday the 17th at 2:30 p.m. will be the funeral at the Abbey Church, St. Michael's, Caboolture. Vale, Charlie Strong, Victor Kilo 4, Yankee Zulu.
From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. It has been an interesting few days, weather-wise, for people along the East Coast, with the expectation that a cyclone would batter them, and then to have Tropical Cyclone Seth peter out to a low-pressure system that has wreaked havoc along the beaches, much loved by holidaymakers and surfers. The skies are poured and dams are full along with people's rainwater tanks. Still, to the west of us, primary producers are still trying to fathom their next step in saving their businesses by selling off stock. It's a harsh irony that horticultural crops have been unable to be fully harvested because of labour shortages, and agricultural produce is being sacrificed because of drought. Still, for we radio enthusiasts, the gods of the ether have been smiling with many DX contacts happening in line with the current projections for Cycle 25 sunspot levels. I've been seeing plentiful reports of happenings on 10 and 11 metres and activity through VHF and UHF. So it was with a sparkle in my eye that I read the announcement of the new Wireless Institute-sponsored contest for Australia Day, and which is to be conducted along the same lines as the Friendly Contest, the RD, or Remembrance Day contest. As an easy way to experience contesting without feeling pressured, the RD has been a beacon and a learning experience for many of us. Let us make January 26th a similar day on the radio calendar. I suppose it is necessary to comment on the public health issues, which we are all facing, but this whirlwind of racing infection and the overwhelming of the public health system is dealing with testing and tracing should be a reminder of things that happen in so many natural disaster scenarios. There have been cyclones which have devastated communities with untold destruction of buildings, commercial centres and public infrastructure. There have been fires which have done similar in the hot and dry times. And for once in our own experience, we are going through an epidemic, which is laying a swathe of disruption and sickness through the population. I've seen the poster produced by the ARRL posted on social media, and I think we should all reflect on its message and where we individually can fit in the picture. The legend is, when all else fails, we still have amateur radio. We all know that many club activities are disrupted by the strictures of the public health directives, so from virtual meetings to home protection, from snatched holiday times to the realities of helping and surviving during natural disaster, it should be fresh in our minds what we each should consider. I say this knowing there are many natural disasters happening around the world, and perhaps this is the opportunity to think more deeply on a subject where we are equipped to help. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.